67 today.
Social Security sent out 52 million checks, but many are going to debt, people. Well, that's a great stimulus plan, isn't it? With economic woes in full tilt in California, Governor Schwarzenegger wants to sell San Quentin. Anyone interested? Cougar Watch, Madonna getting married. Didn't she just dump Guy Ritchie and get that expensive divorce? I don't get it. But first, we start off with this one. Pelosi takes on the CIA. Spooks or the speaker? Who do you believe? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Here's what Nancy Pelosi, finally she speaks out. She steps in front of the mics, and here's what she says about the CIA briefing.
The CIA briefed me only once on enhanced interrogation techniques in September 2002 in my capacity as ranking member of the Intelligence Committee. I was informed then that the Department of Justice opinions had concluded that the use of enhanced interrogation techniques were legal. The only mention of waterboarding at that briefing was that it was not being employed. Those conducting the briefing promised to inform the appropriate members of Congress if that technique were to be used in the future.
All right, so that was the cut and dry statement that the House Speaker made. I mean, pretty much she slams the CIA on the head. That's what she did throughout her statement, saying that she was misled and didn't really know about the use of waterboarding during the Bush administration. So now this controversy continues to grow with the GOP because they want a piece of Nancy, and with Democrats as well. It's about collecting some friends on the Hill, although that's nothing new. Here's what happened when she let them see her sweat as the reporters tried to grill her.
No. I mean, the point is that we had the conversation. They told us they had legal opinions. As I say in my statement, we now know, which they didn't inform us then, that there were other opinions within the executive branch that concluded that these interrogation techniques were not legal. So no letter or anything else is going to stop them from doing what they're going to do. My job was to change the majority in Congress and to change, to fight to have a new president, because what was happening was not consistent with our values, certainly not true, and something that had to be changed. We did that. We have a new president. He says he's going to ban torture. When we won in 06 and passed legislation in that Congress, President Bush vetoed that bill. I think we're in a whole different phase.
See, that's what you call shifting gears. Just automatically go into, we dumped Bush, we have Obama in, we're done with the torture, and move away from what she knew, what she didn't know. Now, to go back to what Pelosi said, she said we were told that waterboarding wasn't being used. It's the only mention that they weren't using it. And now we know that earlier they were. So she's saying the CIA lied, period. That's what she's saying. I can just imagine how many CIA folks are bailing on that organization. First, they get thrown under the bus for the legalities of the memo, and then lots of people calling for the heads of the people who actually went through, at, you know, the field agents went through and followed the orders and did the waterboarding and the other enhanced interrogation techniques, okay? Then, when there's so much hubbub over the release of the memos, Obama goes down to the CIA. Picture this. Everybody's in the cafeteria. He's telling everybody, listen, I understand. We're supporting you. This isn't the intent. Da, 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 da. And now this comes out with Pelosi, who's calling the CIA a bunch of liars. So here's the question. Who do you believe? 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. You can flip us an email that way. Again, 800-259-5791. You know how I feel, because I've been talking about this for a while now. She's speaking out of both sides of her mouth. There's no question about it. I mean, hey, I say this all the time. I don't care. Democrat, Republican, independent, flaming liberal, flaming conservative. I just want good people in office who are doing what they can to help this country. And it seems to me that with Pelosi, this is, there's something not adding up here. And I'm going to go on the side of the CIA in this one. Now, an interesting thing happened. While Pelosi was talking, the CIA rejected Dick Cheney's request to release all the memos. Because remember now, he's been on a bunch of talk shows, television talk shows, radio talk shows, whatever, and has said, okay, so here's some of the memos that were released. Well, let's follow the memo trail, and then you, Mr. and Miss America, can decide whether waterboarding and these other techniques actually worked in getting any intelligence information that thwarted attacks. A spokesperson for the CIA said the requests were turned down because the documents are the subject, of course, of litigation. That's the ACLU suit. So they're not allowed to be declassified at this point. Pelosi, of course, under the gun, you knew that eventually she was going to have to come forward and release some kind of a statement. Like I said, you could see there where she just turned on the dime and said, listen, there was nothing to do. I lobbied to get a new president in there. Obama comes in, the torture thing's done, so she wants to move away from this. But I don't think that's going to happen because originally there was so much of an outcry for these hearings. Ultimately, there is going to be pressure, and I don't know if it'll work or not because she's pretty powerful. Remember, she's, what, a heartbeat away from the presidency, basically. You got VP, and then you have Pelosi. So I think that because of some of the politicking on the Hill, they're going to really push, some people are going to really push, some of the congressmen and senators are going to push to have her be at a hearing and then testify to some specifics of ultimately what the, what was released to her, what information was released. And then that would also mean somebody from the CIA. Boy, this could get real, real messy. So the Republicans secured the release of an unclassified chart by the CIA that described a total of 40 briefings for various people on the Hill over a period of several years. Pelosi's name did only pop up once, and that was a session that happened in September of 2002. At that point, if you go back in her history, her resume, she was the senior Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee. Also, Congressman Porter Goss was also the chairman of the committee and later became the CIA director. He was present at that as well. So the bottom line is ultimately what was said in that briefing. Now, the notation on the chart, and let me tell you what it says, folks. You ready? It says the briefing was on enhanced interrogation techniques on Abu Zubaydah and a description of the particular things that had been used. Specifically what they did. So there's no denying. I mean, if he was waterboarded that many times, how could that not have been told? Because according to the notes on the chart, that's what it says there. So now Pelosi says the chart is true to the language in the agency's records. But is the information accurate? Is it accurate? We're going to be talking about that, I have a feeling, a lot tonight. Tons of great things to get to. Going to switch gears with unemployment almost at 9%. You have to have it right when you go and you do an interview. Man, this next guest, he won an Olympic gold medal in 76, and if he can't motivate you, I don't think anyone can. Hang with us here on ATM.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Check it out. This is the music that wakes me up every single day. No, I'm just kidding. It's Olympic music. Don't you love it? Kate hanging out with you each and every night here on ATN. Thanks for all the emails. We'll get to the emails, I promise, a little bit later in the show. Imagine winning an Olympic gold medal. Lanny Basham did just that in 1976. Oh, yeah. But he's no stranger to lots of medals. 35 in international rifle competitions. That's incredible, man. I am such a wickedly bad shot. Maybe I need to go out to the range with Lanny. He could help me. And it's interesting. What do you do when you have that kind of passion and you obviously are motivated and you obviously know how to win, right? Well, you teach other people how to train their minds to do the same thing. And how perfect is this? To motivate people, especially when we got this little recession thing going on and people are unemployed and trying to find new jobs and get really discouraged, how are they when they go to these interviews? You know, how do you pump yourself up and portray what you're all about when you're sitting in front of somebody because you see that there's so many other applicants waiting around to be interviewed as well? Hey, Lanny, thanks for hanging with us a little bit later here on America Tonight.
Oh, I love to be here. Thank you very much.
The well, first of all, before we get into the whole thing about motivation and stuff, you got to take me back to 76 and what that was like for you, because that's fascinating. That was those games in Montreal, and of course before that though, you actually competed in Munich and you didn't win the gold. So was that the big motivating factor for you?
Yes, I had a mental failure in 72. It cost me the gold medal. I got a silver medal instead. So I wanted to take a course on how to manage the mind under pressure. That's what I needed, and I just couldn't find anything out there. And so I interviewed Olympic gold medalists to find out what they were doing on the medal game, all sports, And I got some great information, created a system, used it to win the World Championships in 1974 and the gold medal in 76. And that kind of started me teaching the mental game and get me real interested in doing this. And so now our company's been doing it for 32 years.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting. It's so true, isn't it? How much of everything that we do, when we do it well and we have success, people who are very successful, whether it's in sports or whether it's in business or whatever it is that they do, how much of it is mental, Lanny?
Well, you know, if you ask a PGA Tour player, and we work with about 15 of them right now, they give you a huge number back. They can say, my sport's 90% mental. But then when you ask them the second question, you know, well, if your sport's 90% mental, do you spend 90% of your time and money on the mental game? They come back, no. You know, I almost ignore it. And that's the problem. We tend to ignore the thing that everybody thinks is real important. Now, if somebody told me it wasn't important, they ignored it, I think I could understand that. But almost everybody thinks that what they do, how they think, makes a big difference. But they don't really spend a lot of time training the mind to be able to do that.
All right, so take us through this. And your company is mentalmanagement.com, by the way. Great website. People can go there and they can fish around and see what of course, Lanny's talking about. How do you get to, what are the baby steps? Somebody says, oh, sure, whatever, Lanny. And then you start to talk to them or they decide they want to be coached, et cetera. What are the first couple of things you do with them?
Well, the first thing is they've got to realize that performance is a function of three mental processes. Your conscious mind, what you're thinking about, your skills that you acquire through practice and training, and then your self-image. And the self-image makes you act like you. So if I think I can do something, I can. If I don't think I can do something, I can't. And that's one of the real challenges that these guys that are trying to get a job today have. First of all, there's not a lot of jobs out there. And so you really have to be on your game when you go on that interview. What's tough, and some of the guys that we've been working with, is they've never gone on a job interview, or if they did, it was so long ago, they're just clueless as to how to do it, and they actually tend to go into interviews and overtry. And overtrying is a big problem for everybody competing in sports, but it's even a big problem when you're trying to get a job.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree with you there. Explain overtrying. I've seen it painfully. I've seen it in broadcasting, but I'm sure you've seen it across the board in a few other things. What do you mean when you say overtry?
Okay, put yourself in the position of the person that's offering the job. Mm-hmm. And I've got a guy that comes in there, and he acts desperate. I mean, he wants this so bad because he needs a job. He doesn't like the interview process. He's not good at it. He hasn't trained for it. So he comes in, and he just pushes to get this job and almost tries to talk me into hiring him. And I'm leery of that. You know, I'm much more likely to hire the guy who comes in and is having a good time, is enjoying the interview, is not really pushing, is just kind of letting it happen instead of trying to make it happen. And that's actually how Olympic gold medalists win tournaments. They're not trying to win them. They go in there and prepare really well for the competition, and then when they get in the competition, they let the win happen. And that's what we're trying to help these guys with on this very tough time for them, is the guys that are going to get the jobs are not just a lot of people are qualified. It's are you the guy that is going to make the interview happen?
Yeah, and with the self-image, it's a confidence thing, isn't it?
Sure, and it's trust, too. You have to trust yourself. You have to go in and be confident that you got what it takes, and you just got to believe in yourself, and that comes from preparation and hard work, and which everybody knows that work. That's true.
Yeah, it's funny that you brought up that you work with a bunch of pros in golf, because, boy, that happens to so many of them. They get all kinds of things happen to their game, right? They get the yips. They all of a sudden have problems with chipping, with whatever, but it's so much of it is mental on those big shots, right?
You know, what we do, I mean, I had Ben Crane in my office yesterday, and Ben's one of our clients, and Ben just finished fifth at the Players. It's a big tournament for pro golfers. He had his best finish ever. And what we're doing with him and all our guys is we're teaching them how to identify the optimum thing to think about before, during, and after a golf shot, and then just duplicate that in the tournament when they're under pressure.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Hey, you worked with Fred Funk, too, didn't you? What is he
sure.
like? I've talked to him a few times. He is hilarious. Was he great
to
work with?
He's incredible, absolutely incredible. Fred's actually won three times on the PGA Tour since he started working with us. He's won on the Champions Tour and the PGA Tour, which is kind of an unusual thing for anybody to do. But Fred is, he's an incredible guy. His big challenge was he was beating himself up. I mean, if he hit a bad shot, he couldn't let it go. And I think we've made a great strides in helping him to understand that that's not a good thing. And that doesn't, his self-image is injured by doing that. And we try to teach him to evaluate, if he hits a bad shot, evaluate what he did, make the correction, and then let it go.
Yeah, very cool. So you work with all kinds of people, obviously from average Joes to people that are pretty well known, mentioning Ben Crane, of course, and Fred Funk. Now you have a new book coming out too. Some, I think I talked to your daughter and she said something about it. What's the book about?
The book's called Freedom Flight, The Origins of Mental Power. And it is out and it's available on our website. And it's a story about a plane ride that I have. It's based on true events. And I'm sitting next to a guy that changes my life and shows me things about myself that I just no way I was going to know without talking to him. And so there's 15 principles of mental power in this book. It's a short read, and it's the kind of thing that would really help somebody if they're struggling right now with whether it's the economy or trying to win at something or do whatever they're doing, and it's brand new.
Hey, you know, after 30 years of doing that and all the success you had, obviously, in your sport and sports, do you feel good when someone turns the corner? Is that what the payoff is for you?
Yeah, the payoff for us is changing people's lives. I mean, we obviously, you know, we're in business like everybody else to turn a profit and pay the bills, but the thing that really gets us going is when we can help people. And there's really not a week goes by that somebody doesn't give us a call and say, hey, you know, this made a difference. I mean, either they're winning now when they weren't winning before, or it's just turned them around in their personal life, which is always good. So we hope that what we're doing is providing some structure to something that's kind of mysterious and nebulous. People are kind of confused about the mental game. And my psychology guys kind of confuse us a little bit. Their terms tend to be pretty long and kind of hard to remember. My program is really not based on psychology at all. It's based on what competitors are using. And we tend to try to simplify stuff because it's easier to remember something if it's simple.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Wow, well, it was a delight to have you on this show. I'm serious about that. I got to get out there and have you show me how to shoot some sporting clays.
Oh, I'd love to do that. Well, come on down and we'll make that happen.
As long as I can hit at least one, Lanny, then I'll be happy.
I promise you will.
Lanny Basham, thanks so much for joining us. And again, you can go to www, of course, mentalmanagement.com. Check out all the stuff that Lanny's got on the site. It's just fabulous. Have a good one, Lanny. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, coming up here on America Tonight. It's interesting. You should check it out, too, because you want to look at half the PGA Tour. They're probably just knocking his door down. Lanny, I need help. I mentioned Fred Funk to him, and he talked about Ben Crane. But also, there's a couple other people you might recognize. Remember Justin Leonard, who, when he was just a pup, won the British Open, if there are any golf fans listening to me. Rory Sabatini, who's a really popular player. And the list is, you know, way too long to just go through everyone. But that's a couple of names, certainly, that you would recognize. So...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Born. The nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
All right, we have another reversal from the White House. This has nothing to do with Nancy Pelosi or any of that stuff. This time around has to do with the military tribunals for the detainees at Gitmo. You know, there's like 240 altogether. The countries don't want the any of the people back. And there's a problem with where are they going, where they're being housed, all this other sort of stuff. And we'll get into that. But back to Nancy Pelosi for a second. And by the way, happy end of the week to all of you listening. Oh, it's the end of the week. Is there any other better day than Friday? Come on, let's be honest about it. Friday rocks, right? So on this show, we're going to do the movie reviews, of course, because we have Angels and Demons coming out, which is the Tom Hanks deal, and it's supposed to be a better than the Da Vinci Code. So I'll let you hear what I heard about it from somebody in Hollywood. But in the meantime, the Nancy Pelosi thing, finally, there was all this pressure to hear what Nancy Pelosi had to say, and you heard what she said, basically that the CIA lied, that she didn't know about the waterboarding deal and whatnot. And then, of course, in the documentation, it says the opposite thing. It says specific the enhanced interrogating methods were discussed or whatever. And in the meantime, you have other people, of course, on the Hill reacting to Nancy Pelosi, some backing her up and others saying, look, this just means that we need to have hearings here. So if we're going to have hearings, it's fair for everybody concerned with every aspect of this, and they've already had a hearing the other day, then let's pull out every single element. And people on the Hill want to know what Nancy Pelosi knew, and that's why she, of course, finally held the presser, thinking that this would kind of clear the air. But I don't know if it cleared the air, because when the reporters came back at Pelosi, she didn't really answer the questions directly. So they get, I guess what they're going to have to do, and this would clear her. I mean, if she's saying the CIA lied to her, then release the briefing notes, the specific notes. If you release them, then there's no mystery anymore, right? And if everybody's wrong, then everybody's wrong. But just release them. And she's asked for that. She's asked for them to release the specifics of the briefing note. Now, here's what Senator Lindsey Graham had to say about the Pelosi deal.
If we're going to look into this thing, we're going to bring her to the forefront of it, and we need to look forward, not backward. I'm totally opposed to a truth commission. We're not going to put any more CIA agents in jeopardy. They were doing what they were told to do under the law, and we need to move forward, and the critics need to be held accountable for what they know. If it is a crime, she was part of it. You can't have it both ways. You can't come and tell me about techniques. Number one, that ought to prove to anybody that they're not trying to commit a crime. If you were trying to commit a crime, would you go tell your political
right.
opponent about it?
I hear you.
They were trying to find ways to defend this nation while right after 9/11, thinking another attack was on the way.
Right. No
this
doubt.
Just really bothers me that somebody in a responsible position would have four different stories trying to blame the past administration, won't accept responsibility for what
right.
she knew and when she knew it. Let's move forward, put this behind us. We've got new laws in place. And let's go forward and find out how to win this war within our value system.
All right. See, now I agree with Lindsey Graham. What he said there is absolutely 100% on the money. If she knew more and she's saying that everybody else has to be prosecuted, you have to pursue this, well, then she's got to be put up there, too. There's no question about it. And there has been four different stories. He's absolutely right. So what is the story now? The CIA is lying when it says she was briefed on the ongoing use of waterboarding, and that she was only told that the Bush administration had determined that they could use the technique in the future. So that's what she's saying. She's saying that there was no way that she knew this, and that the notes would show that she's telling the truth, and she'd be happy if they released the briefing. Now, Congressman Pete Hoekstra from Michigan, he read the notes at the CIA headquarters last week, and he's saying that if they would show the notes, it would show her to have been untruthful. And he says, and this is a quote from him because he saw the notes, "I'm not going to make that judgment based on those materials. I think there's a lot of information that needs to be available to us to get into that." So he's preparing what he's calling a broader document release from the CIA. He's requesting it and requesting the notes from before and after the meeting to try to get a handle on the purpose of the briefing. Because, of course, any senator or congressperson can have a briefing. They can request a briefing. I mean, that's what they do. They'll request a briefing. But the bottom line is, when you do that, particularly in the position that she was, what did she know? So if she knew that there was these specific enhanced interrogation techniques and then said she didn't, well, then she's lying. So somebody is lying in this scenario unless the notes are completely off the charts in a different direction and there's another third scenario here. But, you know, I just don't know what that would be, because the language in the chart says there's a description of the particular techniques that were used. And EIT is what it says, Enhanced Interrogation Techniques, an acronym. That's what it stands for. And it refers to the list of people, and it refers to Pelosi as a member of Congress, of course, being briefed on the methods. And she's disputing that the chart isn't accurate. Now, this is interesting because, of course, he's a Democrat, and he's in a tenuous position, but the CIA director, Leon Panetta, sent a letter to Congress and said he couldn't be certain the chart was accurate, that the information was drawn from the past files of the CIA and represents what they call MFRs. You know what MFRs are? I mean, are these acronyms crazy? Memorandum for the records. So they are completed at the time with the notes that summarize the recollections of the people there in the room. So now you got to determine, are these accurate or not? I can't imagine how inaccurate could they be when it flat out says, informed specifically of enhanced interrogation techniques. And then we could come back to this, and I don't want to just make this whole show about this, but if we can't come back to what are enhanced interrogation techniques, well, we know what they are, right? We know what would have been briefed, would have been there in the briefings, like the stress positions, the strip naked, the waterboarding, the playing loud music, the deprivation, the coldness, all the things that, of course, were released in the memo 3 weeks ago. So how, I don't get it. Where is the dispute? I mean, we haven't heard the last of this. There's no question about it. And I think that the thing with this press conference is, I don't know that the Congresswoman, the Speaker of the House, in the position that she's in, I don't know, really, I don't care if you're a lifelong Democrat, I don't think that it cleared the air. I don't think it did at all. Because I went to the most liberal blogs that I could find, and surprisingly, as I went through, you know, there's always the nutballs, and anybody can blog and say anything, but I read some decent comments from people, and most of them were not, you know, in bed with Pelosi, just completely ignoring what has happened here because of all these different points of view. Here's like one, and this is from a lifelong Democrat, supposedly, right? And I've seen this person write several other things favorable to many of the Obama policies, etc. And I'll just take a little snippet of it. It says, Pelosi's a lifetime California politician, R.E., a liar. Not only a liar, but the woman is obviously dumb or crazy. What is the deal? Anyone that thinks she's any better, any more honorable than anyone in the last administration is a fool. She's going to go down because it's inevitable that the woman is out of her league. You should be paying attention to how hypocritical Pelosi is and some others as well on the Hill. She's the most powerful woman in Congress, third in line for the presidency. Should something happen to Mr. Obama? And here we have Pelosi that close. And see, here's the thing. I mean, forget the attack about what if, and I said it too, that she's so close to the presidency. So, I mean, my goodness, with this tiptoeing around and different stories, that's not a good thing. And the quote, the biggest thing that came out of that, I think, presser, is this one, and I don't know if she said this in the little snippet we played for you, but the thing that came out is they misled us all the time. And she said that was basically a reference to the CIA's intel on Iraq, that there was a pattern of deception going on. But this is the thing. Why would she wait to complain? I said this the other day. Why would she wait to complain? She could have pinned this down on the Bush administration and could have screamed and ranted about it much earlier instead of the tail end of their administration when it was clear that a Democrat was going to win and it was probably going to be Obama. Because absolutely, if she was briefed and agree, she has every right to get before the microphones, talk to, they're always on the talk shows, the Sunday talk shows, of course, and everybody wanted to know about it. Ugh. So again, who's zooming who here? What do you think? Pelosi, CIA, is there a big cover-up in the CIA? And is there some truth to what Pelosi's saying? Or is she completely misrepresenting what happened when she was briefed? Which, that's my point of view. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Odds and ends. We have other things that are happening across the country. Coming up next, Round the Bend here on ATN.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com, or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The speaker, who do you believe, Nancy Pelosi or the CIA? 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Trust me, we're going to lighten the load a little bit later. Got the scoop on Madonna and her new boy toy. And boy, there's a huge, hey, I'm all for it, man. If any woman can hook up with someone 20, 25 years younger and it's all great, well, then good for her. But you might take time to pause, I think, after the divorce, right? Before you jump into this whole deal, but supposedly, and it's a rumor, I don't know how true it is, somebody from Miami texted me and said that they had seen her in Miami. And then the story was all over the place that, that she's hooked up with some, I don't know who he is, some model or something or other, and hey, more power to her, but, wonder if he's gonna have to do the prenup thing. Probably a real possibility, right? All right, so we're talking about Pelosi, obviously. Now, here's something interesting that happened at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. All the hubbub was over Wanda Sykes and then the one-liners of Barack Obama. But Wanda Sykes, of course, getting attacked for being mean-spirited for some of the things that she said about Rush Limbaugh, a little bit about Hannity, but mostly it was surrounding Rush Limbaugh. So anyway, this somehow got lost in the sauce because it's like a who's who of rich and famous people that go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And, oh, yeah, the lowly journalist that arrives in their Yugo when they park way in the back. But it really is the elite of media and Hollywood, etc. So, and you know, there's supposedly no playing favorites here. The GOP's there, the Democrats are there, and the undecideds are in the crowd as well. So guess who shows up for the White House correspondence shindig? Yeah, that would be Donald Rumsfeld. Remember when he was running the show, former Secretary of Defense? And here was something that happened to him just there, you know, when people were milling around just outside of the dinner in those quarters. And listen to this.
War criminal! War criminal! War criminal! Arrest this man! Arrest the war criminal! I wish I had some handcuffs right now to arrest this man! He is responsible for the death of millions of people! War criminal!
Now, that is some heckling. That woman had a pair of lungs on her. And you could hear that Rumsfeld was just laughing. I mean, listen, politics, sports, public figures, anyone now, you are all subject to it, baby. I mean, that's how it is. No matter what you think of Rumsfeld, they just had to eventually push her back. That was pretty long little rampage, though, of trying to nail him, the whole war criminal thing. He's heard that before, certainly. It's funny because Rumsfeld lives in Taos, New Mexico. Not that he doesn't ever come to Washington, but he kind of lives his life there in Taos where no one's really bugging him. It couldn't be a more liberal art colony, by the way, for him to be there. But nobody's bugging anyone. There's people that are pretty well known that also live in that area because no one's gonna venture up to them for the most part. Like Julia Roberts lives there, and there are some other celeb type people and artists, etc. But I don't know, on the scale of 1 to 10 of hecklers, I'd have to give her probably a 9 for that lung capacity. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, definitely. She had it going on. It was actually two women there. It was the first one who was yelling the war criminal stuff, and then the second one, she got hauled away by security, and the second woman was saying war criminal coming down the stairs. So it was two women with lots of firepower behind them.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, there was I'm thinking about all-time best hecklers. A lot of times it happens in sports, and there's a guy named Robin Ficker. I don't know how many people remember him. And he was, if you go back and look at old footage and NBA games and stuff, oh, he was brutal. I don't know when he stopped. I don't know what's happened to him, but I don't know when he's kind of left the scene. I haven't heard much about him, but boy, he would pop up. I want to say it was like D.C., and he was brutal. And you started to see what would happen. And now this has happened a couple of times where the fans get into it with the players. And remember, we've had players that have gone up into the stands, especially in hoop. So in this case, with anyone who's a former Secretary of Defense or cabinet member, obviously, whatever, what'll happen at an event, they'll get them away. That's what happens. They get them away, but not before the cameras were rolling. And what did he do? He just laughed. I mean, the most famous one, and I wish I had this, is the Reagan deal. Remember Reagan when somebody was heckling him? It was a big old speech, and somebody said something, and he finally like just looked straight ahead, and he just said, "Oh, would you shut up?" I thought that was brilliant because no one says that. They just sort of, almost like a comedian, try to come back with something or whatever. In his case, he just laughed. So that would be our heckling moment, I think, of the of the week. Now, we haven't heard the last of the Pelosi deal. You know, that's going to be filling, obviously, all the Sunday shows, which means Meet the Press and the ABC This Week and also the CBS show as well that that Schieffer does so well. And I know this is going to be one of the focal points of this, trying to debate this whole Pelosi thing, what she knew and what she didn't know and all that stuff about the, and it's the waterboarding. I mean, the waterboarding is the main thing. Not so much about the other positions, because especially you're talking about one of the detainees who gave up, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who was waterboarded, according to the CIA memo, over 80-plus times. So did she know, and then what happened with the protesting? And she got tangled up, I think, in her words, and specifically saying we're told that waterboarding wasn't being used. So she's saying, I mean, she's calling him out on that. She's saying we're told that waterboarding was not used, and that's it, and denying it. So, and she disputed charges that she was complicit in the use of waterboarding because she knew about it, and she's saying that the Republicans are trying to shift the focus of public attention away from the Bush administration's techniques onto her, and that's what this is about, really. And as I mentioned at the top, when she was speaking, the thing that was interesting is that the CIA said no to Dick Cheney, but this was only because of a legal deal, since the documents couldn't be declassified. Otherwise, that might have been a different outcome, and eventually that could happen. But what Cheney was saying all along is that all the memos needed to come out. They needed to come out. Now, I said when we jump back on the segment, we're going to talk about some of the other things that were happening around the world, because it wasn't Nancy Pelosi day all day long on Capitol Hill. There's a couple of other things that happened. One very sad. A big applause. Is the audience alive and well there? I don't know if they are. But we had an Army soldier. Six there they are. Sweet. Matt's the best. He runs out, and if it's Red Bull or Starbucks or whatever, he gets them pumped up. We don't have these expensive signs that say applaud. So anyway, the Army announced that the oldest soldier in Iraq died, 60 years old, killed, and the applause is for him for his service, because we had a rough week where we saw that the sergeant from Texas killed five comrades, and then there was all the discussion about combat stress and how rough that is. But a 60-year-old Vietnam War veteran was killed by a roadside bomb, sadly, and he became the oldest Army soldier to die in the conflict. Yeah. His brother said that he decided to re-enlist after 9/11 and the death of his wife, that he was going to do anything he could to make his country proud. And I'm going to say that that's exactly what Stephen Hutchinson did. So, again, sir, we send you off with a big tip of the cap from America tonight.